Will there be a vote on the consent decree next week?
Yeah, it's scheduled for a vote next week.
Have you decided whether you're going to vote for it or not?
You know, I think it's important to continue to listen to the residents before we, you know, make final decision. Otherwise, you know, what's the point of the citizen engagement process?
I was going to ask, you talked about how this was just one vote.
Which one?
About the appointment to the city council appointment.
Right, right.
Where does the disagreement over this rank as far as all the various issues that have happened since Michael Brown's shooting?
There's been a tremendous number of reforms and things that we've done. And,
no, I mean,
you know,
this disagreement, because this has been painted as a, you know,
been painted by media who's looking to sell papers and, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, you've got a council who's already said, you know what, we all want to come together and come to an actual consensus on a candidate. I mean, people can have their own different opinions. I mean, one person or the other. I mean, it's always a tough decision for a council to really usurp the voters and make a decision on their behalf. I mean, it's an unfortunate reality that that's what the charter says. You know, it's not a special election. So, I mean, it's a really difficult decision for people to make. And they, I mean, and everybody has their own different ideas of what would be an ideal candidate. You know, that does not have to indicate some huge divide. I mean, we've heard last week every candidate or every council member had a different idea of what makes an ideal candidate. That's just personal. People's personal opinions are different, and they're going to be varied on that, and they should be. But the council is also, in the spirit of what we have always been, especially over the past, you know, year plus, we are working towards bringing everybody together on a consensus. We're not going to sit here and battle back and forth over, you know, a candidate or somebody's got to win or lose. We all want to win. We want the community to win, and so that's what the council is doing right now, is looking at a candidate that they can all rally behind. You know, at the end of the day, when this term is up, the voters can sort through who they really want. And that's really the democratic process. But we don't want to try to figure that out for them. So
on the consent decree, I agree with DeCarlo and Seedlin and say $1.5 million a year is the initial estimate. I know you're going to get the final estimate on Saturday. The question is Ferguson going to be able to afford that type of cost and still remain solvent over the next 5 years?
You know, that's all part of the analysis we need to get from our staff. I mean, whatever the cost is, and we want to make sure that our staff obviously doesn't overestimate this, because if this is in our benefit to sign it, you know, we got to sign it. You know, if this is on the analysis, if this is the best way to go forward, then that's what we want to do. But we also don't want to underestimate the cost, and so they're being very careful with the analysis. Now, once we find out what we are confident in what those numbers might be, we're going to have to come up with a plan for how we can afford those costs, whether that's through taxes or whether that's through some sort of service cuts. But there will have to be a plan that we can adopt in order to make this consent decree feasible. There's no use in signing a consent decree that you can't live up to. And so all of that's what the staff and the council is working on right now. We want to make sure that that is done before any vote and before any signature on any documents. You know, I think people out here have said it even tonight. Look, if you want to see that change happen, we have to be able to actually make it happen. There's no use in signing a decree that you can't live up to. There's no use in signing a decree that you don't intend to live up to. We intend to live up to anything we would sign. We intend to continue our going forward with these reforms, and so that analysis is still pending, obviously.
What about the city attorney's supermajority requirement? Did you agree with that?
You know, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, I'm obliged as a layperson to, you know, defer to, you know, our city attorney's ruling on this issue. It's not an issue. I mean, again, I think terming it a supermajority is faulty. What her ruling was is that the council is six seats, even if one person's vacant, and that seat counts in a majority. It's outlined in our ordinances. It's no different. I mean, the state legislature has been down 5, 6, 7 people. Jay Nixon won't call special elections. It still takes 82 votes to pass something in the State House of Representatives. It doesn't get lower because the seats are empty. And so our ordinances mimic a very similar, there's a similar ordinance that we have enacted in the city of Ferguson. And that is in her interpretation that that seat remains counted. So if you have six seats, three, even if there's a vacant one, three is not a majority of six. So that's what we have to depend on as a city council. We have to depend on our legal advice, and that's what we'll do, you know, going forward.
I did the calculation. I think Brian Fletcher passed away on January 10th. Next Tuesday would be exactly 30 days.
And just so you know, we were curious about that. It's my understanding that it starts the day after.
Okay.
The day after his passing. So. Either way, the next meeting is within the days, but we've calculated it to be the Wednesday, I guess the 10th, to actually be the 30 days.
So if they don't make a decision somehow, then it'll trigger your ability to appoint.
Right.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
I was just going to ask about the order of whether you appoint the person first and then take a vote on the justice decree, or in what order will happen.
You know, that issue hasn't really been discussed, so
I mean, couldn't the person appointed, they would vote on the justice decree, right?
Yeah, I mean, they could if they were able to be voted in that night and sworn in that night. But yeah, I mean, that would be something that would be possible. I'm not sure. That's not something really the council has talked about yet, and so
because
that's a good point, though.
So their appointment could sway the vote as well. So is that something that will be in consideration when you appoint the person?
Well, I mean, it's not part of my consideration, but yeah, I mean, if it was my consideration, it would already be too late. So you would have to ask individual council members really what the calculus in their decision making is.